Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy farmers concerning June and that it is dairy month. You know, as we look at all the things we're doing by distance, there's some things that you could do either on Facebook or some sort of social media platform, or maybe even a website if you have one for your farm. Or if you don't, maybe this is a good time to develop that website and start putting some information out there about your industry. People really love to see calves and kids. As you think about things around your farm that you might share, you might think about that as you think about photos or videos that you might want to record and post to those. Make sure you take time to tell your story about your dairy and what you're doing to supply wholesome dairy products in the grocery store. It's a very important message that we need to continue to put in front of people, making sure that you also talk a little bit about what you do with animal health and animal care. How about your local food bank? Maybe you could sponsor some milk for a week or other dairy products. You also might want to think about some of your local restaurants. Maybe you have a local ice cream store in town, or maybe a local burger place. You know, you could supply cheese for the cheeseburgers, or maybe a discount, or maybe even free ice cream for a short period of time. It promotes a local business. It also promotes dairy products. So make sure that you think about what you could do in your community to promote dairy products and consumption of dairy products, as well as what you're doing on your farm to make sure that we have wholesome products in the store. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.